Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Chuck Amon. He's with the Atlantic Lions Club. Good morning to you, Chuck.
Well, good morning.
Chuck, are you the current president?
Well, actually, I am first vice president. I will be president in July.
All right, coming right up.
Yes.
But you've been a member for a while. You know what goes around with Lions, and we're going to, of course, talk a little bit about what Lions does. But in order for Lions to do a lot of things they do, they have to have some funds. And so you've got a fundraiser coming up.
Well, tomorrow we have our annual pancake supper. Pancake Man comes down, and it is from 4:30 to 7:30. 13 and over are $6. 4 to 12 is $4. And under that is free. It's entertaining as far as good tasting, because if you want another pancake, it's all you can eat. Just hold up your plate and he'll flip one to you.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun to see if you're a good catch or
yes,
not.
Yes, yes. And that's all at the community building, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes. The usual kind of thing. But, you know, the other thing, Chuck, and I always say this about events like this, it's also fun to see who's there. You know,
yes, it is.
You get to visit with some folks maybe you don't see normally.
Yep, it sure is.
So it's sort of a social event mm-hmm. in addition to raising funds. And I know you've done very well with this fundraiser. People have been very good about attending and coming to eat your pancakes.
Oh, there's some people, I'm sure, that buy tickets and maybe don't even like pancakes, but they like what Lions do.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll still buy the tickets.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about Lions, because it's easy to think about, well, that money just goes off somewhere and I don't know what happens to it. But you do a lot of local projects. And so I want to start with those eyeglasses. In fact, I have a sack of eyeglasses in my vehicle right now that I need to do something with.
Oh, I'll be glad to take them.
Good. And if you're not around to take them, Chuck, where can people deposit eyeglasses, used eyeglasses, and hearing aids?
Well, any of the optometrists in town have a box for the Lions. Hy-Vee has a box for Lions eyeglasses, and they can contact any Lions member and drop off their glasses. Hearing aids, too. We also do hearing aids, and we're glad to get them.
Mm-hmm. And so sometimes you're cleaning out whatever, and you say, oh, you know, I've had these. I always keep one pair of old eyeglasses just in case I break mine. But, you know, it's easy kind of to accumulate several pair. They're just sitting there collecting dust. So they can be put to good use. And how does that happen?
Well, even just lenses without the frames, or frames without the lenses, anything like that that has to do with hearing aids or eyeglasses. Like, our eyeglasses go up to Rockwell City, up to the prison, and they have the equipment up there that's been given to them, and they can examine the glasses, they can fix the frames, check the prescription, and then they package them up, and then they're for use to people who can't afford glasses otherwise.
And you kind of know, you have sort of a close contact in terms of how that happens, right? You know some optometrists that have been around the world.
Yes, I have a relative that he and his father each summer take a vacation, and they go all over the world examining eyes for especially kids and giving them glasses so they can do better in school, and that's really important.
Oh, great way. So who knows, when you give a pair of old glasses away, who knows where that might end up?
That's true.
Somewhere in the world, some child especially, but maybe an adult mm-hmm. too will get to use that. Okay, so that's the old ones, but what about people who need glasses, new glasses, right here? You know, we don't have to go to Africa to find people who need glasses and can't afford them. So how does that happen?
That's for sure. We have a board meeting the first of each month. And as I was telling you before, I don't think I've been to a board meeting when there hasn't been a request for glasses here in town. So if somebody has the need for glasses, does not have the funds, they can request them. And so that's a good, and the same thing with hearing aids.
Okay, good. Now, do a number of those requests come through teachers?
They can come through teachers, or they can go through the county
courthouse.
And they
maybe an optometrist, too.
Or an optometrist,
yeah,
yes.
Whatever. Yeah. Okay, and then you've mentioned children, and I know that probably all over Iowa, the Lions do a special project with young children.
Yes, we do eye screening. We have a special camera that takes a picture of the back of their eye. And these are the real young children. And we can catch problems before they happen, which is a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
If we give that film to professionals who can examine it. They look and see, okay, there's a problem here. Let's get this taken care of quickly.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, just that they can tell from that photograph. And have you ever helped with that, Chuck?
No, I haven't. We have some very devoted members that do that all of the time, and they have a great time doing it. It's a very expensive camera, too.
Well, and I'm thinking, you know, it takes maybe a little practice, but to work with those little kids, because they're preschoolers and kindergarten and so on, to get a picture of their eyes.
Of their eye.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, get them to sit still, first of all.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that those lions kind of develop a little rapport with kids and know how to make that happen. And there's no cost to that also.
No, there isn't.
So remember, when you're buying your pancakes and enjoying your pancakes, that you're helping all of this to happen. Any other local services that you want to mention? Something that's happened right here in Atlantic or Southwest Iowa?
Well, we just recently gave Melanie Nielsen $200 to help her with her quest to go to Australia for World Track Meet.
Okay.
And people can come to the Lions anytime and request funds for needy projects. We planted trees up at the Wickman Center. We help at the parks. We help with so many things in the city, you know, and we help with disasters worldwide. We, let's see.
I was thinking too about leader dogs. That's another thing that Lions is really involved
leader
with.
Leader dogs is, well, that's another thing they do up in Rockwell City, as a matter of fact. They train the puppies when they first get them, and they say any prisoner that has worked with a leader dog does not end up back in the prison system. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, for that reason alone, it's worthwhile keeping people out of the prison. But then the dogs then will go on for further training and then become leader dogs. Mm-hmm. It's a great program.
Yes, very very helpful, and it'll be interesting to see, I think, if Lions sticks with just the leader dogs for eyesight, because now we're seeing dogs being used for so many other purposes. But Lions has a special interest in sight.
Yes.
So that probably is where they're going to zero in. Plus, like you said, all the other kinds of disasters and so on they help with. And so we need to remember Lions is an international organization. And I think, Chuck, something that we really haven't mentioned yet, because we've talked about projects, is the development of people who are in Lions. I mean, you have lots of opportunities when you're in Lions as an individual to grow.
Oh, we certainly do. And many people think of Lions as a men's organization. Well, it definitely is not a men's organization. It's the largest service organization in the world with millions of members. But we also have women. We have young and old. So anybody is welcome. We're always glad to have new members come in. And it's a great organization. We meet twice a month. We have a catered meal. And then we have a short program. It's always kept short. You're not going to be there all night long.
And those are helpful to you also, right? As an individual, you might find out something that you had no idea was going on.
Well, yes. I'm new to the community, so I've learned an awful lot through Lions about the things that go on in this community.
Mm-hmm. And good way to meet people if you're new in the community. Just jump right in and, meet some interesting people. And then there's the opportunity to meet people beyond that. You have regional meetings if you want to attend.
State meetings,
Uh-huh. And international. You can go on.
Oh, anywhere in the world you can go. Some of these meetings, yes.
So if you're thinking about whether you should join an organization, I highly recommend Lions. I mean, we have other good organizations too, but Lions is one that I think you can feel really good about being a member. So, and if people have questions, there is a fee, a yearly fee, correct, to be a Lion?
Yes, and that mainly covers the meals.
Okay. So get a hold of Chuck, or who's your current president? You said you were first vice president.
Merle Ellsbury.
Okay.
Yes.
And, you know, look in the paper sometimes, see pictures of the Lions, and just give one of them a call. Let's remind folks that they need to come and eat pancakes with you.
Yes, at 4:30 tomorrow. Also, in the fall, we have our Belgian waffle supper. That's delicious, too. And in at Christmas time, we have our Christmas tree sales at Hy-Vee, and that's one of our biggest fundraisers. Mm.
So remember that your money helps lots of things with Lions. And we want to thank you very much, Chuck Eam, for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you very much.
Till next time, here's a thought. It's the little bit of things that fret and worry. We can dodge an elephant, but we can't dodge a fly.